Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Tyler Radio Empire.
Vince Neil doing the appetizer there from yesterday. Nice conversation from his ranch in
Nashville.
Raising doggies, yeah. In Nashville.
Home of the Predators.
Predators and douchebag country. But a lot of rock stars move there too, for that matter. So that was a nice conversation. I like talking to Vince once in a while. Craig Evans will be here later on this morning. Petey Mac taking the day off. That's a long story, but he's okay. I hate to throw it out there that way. I'll explain later in this hour why he won't be here to do the sports. But Celtics lost, and there you go. There's your sports.
Well, your Pens lost, too.
Oh, I didn't watch that game. Yeah. I went to bed, man. My son watched, my son's not a big hockey fan, could care less.
I was cheering for both.
I figured that might go.
Both your teams. No, the hockey game actually got over before the basketball game.
Oh, I had a baseball game, so I was out late, so I didn't see much of anything. Went to bed. Craig Evans, I didn't mention Nick Allen. Nick Allen and the genesis of Nick Allen's dad's Muddy Cone. We already know what that means. That was a Deadpool name from yesterday because Roger Moore passed away at 89.
Your boy had a baseball game, by the way. I get people asking me every once in a while.
Why am I? Oh, because I play baseball. I'm in the 38 league.
That Sandlot stuff? That fastball stuff? No.
That's me.
That's his kid.
That's me. Yeah, maybe. I'm not doing that. Yeah, my glory days in sports are over, and you should get used to that if you're 30 or 35. They're not coming back, buddy. They're not coming back. I knew a lot of guys back in the day that thought that was coming back. Nope.
Well, we determined that the one action sport I could play anymore.
Well, you could play it with the people that don't check you and don't fall on the ice.
It's hockey because I can make the skating motion. There's no impact on your leg on that, but no one can hit me and I can't fall down.
Which never happens in ice skating.
Not at all.
Even good ice skaters don't fall. No, they fall.
Well, let's get you some rollerblades for summer, man. You could get out there and start practicing.
Yeah.
God.
Get on the bike trails and go rollerblading.
You know, when I see a rollerblade, I yell at the guy, "What year is this?" as he passes me. Actually, I'm usually passing him on my bike on the trail. I go, "Hey, what year is this?"
96?
86, 96. It was big for like 10, 12 years there. Yeah, what year is this, dude?
I don't mind seeing
get off your rollerblades.
The occasional young lady on rollerblades.
Oh, I like the sexy look of it. Yeah, I just think it's goofy. It does feel like it's,
it's straight out of 90210.
Exactly. You know? That's it.
Bikini and rollerblades.
Yeah.
Get a hoverboard.
No, exercise in hoverboard.
That's what I yell at them.
Yeah.
What year is this? Most of the women that I see that are doing that, have pretty shapely legs.
Oh no, that's a tough. I got on those years ago. My cousin used to just ride around the whole town on them, but back when you didn't look like a douchebag riding around town on rollerblades.
Yeah, but you'll still see that in Southern California.
Oh, I bet you do. Yeah. You
douchebags
can see it. I'm not saying everybody's a douchebag.
It looks kind of douchey.
It does.
But that's some people's main mode of transportation. Yeah, especially around the beach.
Yeah, it is. But let's stick with the douche. We always stick with the douche. So we're talking. Puss and I were talking about later on this morning. I got to leave for like an hour and a half. That's what we might as well explain it now. Apparently, my daughter's an A student, and I never was. So I don't know where the hell she got that, but I guarantee it wasn't my wife. Because I was a better student than she was.
Hold on, honey. Let me drag you under the bus here.
So I got to leave for a little ceremony thing. But Puss and I were talking about, I said, you tell Nick to come in a little later this morning. And then I said, it's going to be a weird day this morning because I'm going to leave, so I'll be active. You guys will be sitting here, and that sucks. And Puss said the old line, say it.
I said, I told Nick there was no need for him to come around and sit around here with his thumb up his ass like the rest of us.
So that whole catchphrase never makes. It's so funny that guys came up with that years ago.
Nah.
Why were you, whatever happened is sit around bored. That's basically what it means. But apparently, we have to stick our thumb in our head. See, women don't say that.
No, so not so much.
I come on over. I'm just sitting around here, my thumb up my ass. See, they don't say that.
No.
That's funny, the linear thinking here, because I was just wondering about the origin of that phrase.
Really?
I think it was specifically referring to
this morning.
Yeah.
What's going to happen this morning, right? Yeah.
The 90 minutes we'll sit around with our.
It'll be a best stuff. We'll be dead air.
Yeah.
Thumb up our ass this morning.
Now, you truly will be. I'll be in public, so I really can't sit around with my thumb in my ass.
Oh, you could.
Well, I could, but they wouldn't. That would be pretty embarrassing for my daughter. Yeah.
And your wife.
And
your son.
I just think you're making all us dads look bad.
No, I'm not. Because, here's the deal with this, Todd. It was one of those situations where my wife came home and said, oh, this is happening. You know.
Oh, it's happening,
it's sweetheart. Happening.
Oh, it's happening, sweetheart. And it was one of those, it was just a no-brainer. But for me, I'm thinking, hey, I got nothing.
Okay. So
I got nothing.
I was
going to. But I'm all on the air. I want to be on the air, too, so we're doing both.
Pat you on the back for being such a good dad. Because, I'm back in the kids, their day. My kids were that young, I probably would have said,
Here's the deal, though, with that, Todd. This is a little different. 20, 25 years ago, I don't think we had the, what's the word I'm looking for? The clout.
Yeah.
You know, I made to be cocky, but I don't care. I'm taking the time off to go see my daughter.
I understand.
Now, 20 years ago, I think when you and I first started doing this together, some years, we might not have had the clout. I would have probably bailed, too.
Yeah.
You know, it's what I got to do, what I got to do.
We didn't have the clout, but we had the coke.
Yeah. we were still here. That's right. We're still here. Now, I'm making dads do. I think it's just a bad time because dads have to work.
Yeah.
I know, there are guys at work, and they got to go do stuff. I don't get it. Something about kids.
Well, no, it's also something about they don't know that dads go to work earlier than 8 o'clock.
That's right.
They don't really
desire
those
things.
That's
right. Everybody is slacks because everybody's going to be in slacks and dress shirts. You know, there's a lot of working men there.
They don't take guys or their fathers into consideration for something like this.
No.
Yeah, because I think I wasn't working at one time.
Mm-hmm.
We had a kindergarten graduation.
Some sort of BS
that I ended up going to, mm-hmm. but I was out of a job. So that was easy.
So we're going to sit around here with our thumb up our ass.
Well,
Once again, type that in. What's the origin? It doesn't really matter. Somebody said it years ago and everybody jumped on it. By the way, it's the least easy finger to stick there, too, by the way, if you think about it. I don't know how you do it.
Well, the other ones would be uncomfortable, too.
Well, I know, but I don't know how you...
I think it would be a lot more comfortable.
I think you'd break your hand.
Yeah. Well, just with the fist. And the thumb pointing straight
up. Oh, I thought you meant just the fist up.
Otherwise,
you
hurt your hand and your wrist.
Either way, you're busting something.
Right.
If you're sitting on it.
Anything other than your thumb up your ass.
You're sitting on it.
Right, because that's the phrase. It's sitting around
with your thumb up your ass. Right. It just doesn't. It's just a weird saying.
Right. I'm curious who the first guy to ever utter that phrase
was. And think the whole room went, huh?
Huh?
Jim, what are you doing, man? Who sits around with their thumb up her ass?
That might catch on.
It caught on.
Sure enough.
I don't remember it ever not being a saying.
No.
You? I mean, for you little kids out there that listen to this program, it's always been a saying. Your grandpa sat around with his thumb up his ass. And he's going to die someday.
And said that.
Right.
Quote, unquote.
Yeah. So that's freaky. All right.
Yeah. So let's look into that.
We're tweeting that to you.
I'm actually trying.
I was going to say.
It's a lot of confusing.
It should
stuff.
Be. Over, I know, because you're writing the word ass is in Google, so ass is going to show up.
Right.
Thumb.
Any phrase origin. I don't think Google's real good for that.
I think there should be a website for that.
Yeah, but
old phrase origins.
You'd have to probably do some real research into that. Go into a library and look at books.
Where could I find
that? Nobody got time for that.
Thumb up my ass book.
We do today.
Well, yeah.
Because we have an hour and a half sitting around.
I don't think the library's open yet at that time of the morning.
It may not be.
The library. It's good. It's just, your computer's a library, man.
Yeah, I know.
Dewey Decimal said, look through the cards. Look through the cards for thumb up my ass and see if you find a book on that. All right. We're tweeting at TNT Radio Empire. You can catch us on the podcast. We have a guy who's been listening to podcasts. Oh, he's a teacher. Now he's finally out of school, and he's catching up. And he's got to listen like every day. What was the line we used too? It was a great email. It was a great email. We were talking the Tom T. Hall bit, and he remembered because we did that bit. We did. There's two versions of that Tom T. Hall bits out there on podcasts.
Maybe more than two.
But the one was we had British Tom T. Hall checking in.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, that was check this out. It's a great email. We'll wrap it up here.
Guy named Todd.
Yeah.
Teacher, not at school, so I'm catching up on the podcast. Finished May 12th, which had bastardizing Tom T. Hall somewhere at the beginning of last summer. Tom was mentioned, too. I still remember British Tom T. Hall calling in and talking about airlocking Dolly Parton
with Conway Twitty.
That day, I almost deleted all old podcasts and just went current. Glad I didn't. I now just work to get caught up as soon as possible. Got to listen to the whole show.
You do. That's amazing to me, but thank you. Thank you a lot for that. Yeah, keep listening. If you're listening from back in February, you'll eventually catch up. You're not hearing that now. You'll hear this in August, I guess, right? Okay.
Yeah, you got to devote yourself to it, apparently.
All right. We're also podcasted on Stitcher, iTunes, TNTRadioEmpire.com. The app is Radio League. Just search that.
Now, on the Stitcher, does it do it in order? Because a lot of people complain to me that they got to listen to the podcast backwards because they don't know the technology to get it going forward.
To scroll down and hit the first one?
Yeah. It's pretty easy to do.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to do.
Yeah.
On all the forms of podcast?
I checked out Stitcher as soon as we joined, and it was really easy, unless you're dumb.
Well, I get people who complain once in a while, because I'm dumb, too.
No, but you're not that dumb, Todd.
And I got no answer for them.
No, it's pretty easy to scroll down and go to the first one.
Yeah, click the segment you want.
Right.
Yeah.
And so
you click and it says there's a big play button on there.
I forget to defer to Puss.
Yeah.
Because he's good at helping them out.
Yeah, but he is, but the fact is that...
he's a patient man.
Just push play. Push play. Just push play. All right. Craig Evans in a few. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.